Welcome back to the Jukebox. All right. For at least a quarter of a century, Art of Time Ensemble has been on the cutting edge of the performing arts in Canada, fusing theater, dance, film, literature, dance, all in unpredictable, unprecedented ways. And we have the visionary, the mastermind behind this ensemble on the line with us today, Andrew Barashko. Welcome. Welcome to the Jukebox. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Big concert coming up very soon at the Harbourfront Center Theater. It's called Dance to the Abyss. It's one of your farewell performances. Can you tell us what's going on? How the idea came about?
Well, it was actually supposed to happen in May of 2019, and it was canceled because of COVID, the first lockdown.
Right. Yes.
It was in the making for many, many years. It was just such a fertile and fascinating period. The 20s and early 30s in Germany. There's a lot of meat to sink one's teeth into. It was fascinating artistically, scientifically. There was so much going on.
Well, that's always been a heavy point of my research, discovering all this music when I lived in Vienna. There are gold plaques all throughout the town of some of the music we've lost, and we're only beginning to discover the Weimar Republic era, 20s and 30s, as you mentioned. So much extraordinary talent. And I'm so glad to see that name, Erwin Schulhoff, on your program. You've done this music before. It has a tinge of jazz on it. What are you including in the program?
Well, we're doing three of his works. Two of them are jazz-influenced, a piece for alto, sax, and piano, called the Hot Sonata, and five jazz etudes for solo piano.
Brilliant. Love that work.
Then we're also doing a really interesting piece from his Dada period, which will feature the great actor Martha Burns. It's a performance piece, highly entertaining. I don't want to give it away, but it's performance art more than music.
Wonderful, yeah.
And then we're also doing three cabaret songs by Misha Spolansky, who is one of the most prolific and important composers of the cabaret, the Berlin Cabaret. We're doing a part of the Three Penny Opera Suite, Kurt Weill.
Kurt Weill, yeah. There's a classic.
Yeah, and we're doing a really interesting thing. There is one piece, Cap Calloway's Minnie the Moocher.
Oh, okay.
Years ago, I stumbled upon this document online called 10 Dance Band Rules and Regulations from Nazi Germany.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought it would be really interesting. You know, so the rules are basically, they were meant to take out all the danger and sensuality out of jazz, to hamstring dance band music. So it can't swing too hard. There can't be too much syncopation.
Right.
You know, any instrument that makes a dirty sound is forbidden, can't be too fast, too slow, and so on. So I thought it would be interesting to take a really raunchy, raw jazz piece and then apply those rules to it, just so people hear what that censorship actually means musically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is the other piece on the program. So I guess Schulhoff is the most featured composer.
Fascinating programming. As you mentioned, a time of incredible creativity in all of the arts, and the Art of Time Ensemble can capture this multidisciplinary aspect where it's not only the music we're focusing on, but the whole picture of suppressed musicians and artists. Of course, there was Albert Einstein in physics, Theodore Adorno, sociology, Gustav Meyer, the theorist. Let's take a step back. What was the inspiration behind forming the Art of Time Ensemble 25 years ago?
25 years ago, I was touring the world as a concert pianist. And I was incredibly disappointed that there were no young people in the audience. And the audiences just seemed to be getting older and older. So the initial intent of Art of Time was to attract new audiences to classical music. I went about it by creating programs that included not only classical music, but other styles of music or other art forms that were thematically connected to the classical music, that offered a way into the classical music, and that would bring in the people who were interested in those other art forms and other styles of music. So that's how it began, and it evolved from there.
Yeah, that's 80 unique productions later. You're ready to embark on a new chapter after 25 amazing years of making these productions and teaming up with illustrious artists, Margaret Atwood, Barbara Hannigan, Branford Marsalis, so many names come out that we continue to celebrate on our show here. What's next ahead for you?
Who knows? I have no idea. I mean, hopefully more of the same without the burden of running an organization.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that's the main reason. I mean, I'm not done creating. I just want to see what other opportunities are open to me as a creator.
Gotcha.
And also, we have, between now and the end, there are 5 more projects, including this one. This is the most imminent.
Okay.
We have shows in May, in July, in September, and in October. The last project will be in October.
Well, thank you for sharing with us this next big project, which allows your audience to step back in time to the 1920s, really get a feel for that Berlin cabaret, the Weimar Republic, jazz-inspired songs by many suppressed artists during a time of great creativity. Tickets are on sale now at harborfrontcenter.com, harborfrontcenter.com. The Dance to the Abyss is taking place at Harborfront Center Theater February 23rd all the way to February 25th. That's the Art of Time Ensemble. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Good luck to you on your next chapter. Thanks for sharing with us the time, effort, and incredible passion you've put in to the Art of Time Ensemble, making it what it is today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All the best, and have a good afternoon. Take care.
You too. Cheers. Bye-bye.